From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. In August, New Hampshire towns celebrate Old Home Days. Forest Society founders Frank Rollins and Nahum Batchelder conceived Old Home Week in 1899. It was designed to lure wealth back to New Hampshire, to revitalize depressed rural economies, and bring abandoned farms back onto tax rolls. Early New Hampshire manufacturing relied on rivers to produce an endless array of wood products from lumber to clothespins. A half-mile stretch of the Lane River in Sutton Mills once produced a litany of wood products: lumber, clapboards, shingles, bobbins, clothespins, excelsior, lathing, windows, doors, shutters, wagon wheels and carriages, and associated components. Even modest falls of water were harnessed for wood manufacturing because poor roads made it impossible to haul timber long distances. Early mills experienced fewer spring floods and summer droughts. Water power was more reliable year-round from wholly forested watersheds with thick layers of sponge-like litter and moss beneath centuries-old trees. Even as valleys were cleared for farms and villages, old-growth forests covered even the highest slopes, now bare ledges, on Mounts Monadnock, Sunapee, and Kearsarge. New Hampshire history traces an ebb and flow of rivers, forests, and wood manufacturing. This summer, historical societies in the Kentucky, Warner, and Lane River watersheds are collaborating in a series of Along the River exhibits and events. Attendees at Sutton Old Home Days, Voices from the Past, will learn about early mills simultaneously dependent upon both logs for raw material and upon uncut forests for power. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.